A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Nida Nun Hei, Nida 55b, pagination is 110. We're making reference to the Mishnah on the previous daf, which told us that there are a number of liquids emanating from a Zav, which are going to be Tameh, and that tuma is when they are wet. But when they're dry, they're not going to have the tuma qualities. And one of the items on the list is Rok, his spit. So, the Gemara, about a quarter of the way down, you'll see Veha Rok, set off by two dots on each side. And the Gemara asks, Rok minalan. How do we know that his spit conveys tuma? The Tanya, as we learnt, it's a pasuk. V'chi yarok, and if he will spit, yachal afal pishalo noga. I would have thought, if he spits in your direction, even if he doesn't actually have that spit touch the person, it would also convey tuma. Talmud lomar batahor. It has to hit the person who was until now tahor. Acha yagia betahor. Until it actually hits the person who was tahor, that's when it'll convey the tuma. Eli eloroko. Only his spit. How do you know other liquids coming from his mouth? Nasal mucus is the meha'af. Kichovaniyo, the phlegm, minayin. Talmud lomar vichi yarok, the extra vav, tells us to include other fluids coming from his mouth are going to cause tuma. Now, there's a lot here. The Gemara elaborates. Amar mar. Yochal afal pi shelo noga. I would have thought that if he spits at someone, even if it doesn't touch the person would become tameh. Mehicha teisi. Where do you get that from? Why would you think that? Answers the Gemara. Sakotai dechamina, I would have thought. Nelif rok rok meyevama. If you do a comparison of the rok that's here by Zav to the rok that's by the case of Yevama, you would reach such a conclusion. Mahasam, just like by Yevama, afapi delo noga, even though it doesn't actually touch. Vyarka befanov is not in his face, it's got to hit his face. It's v'yarka b'fanav, in front of him. Afapi delonaga, even if it doesn't touch. Af hachanami delonaga, I would have thought over here as well that it doesn't have to touch to convey tuma. Kamash molon, the word batahar tells you it has to actually touch. And indeed, this is a well-known ruling in the case of Yevama. For example, Shulchan Aruch, Hilchas Chalitza. When you have the woman whose husband died without children and she has to do this procedure of rejection with the living brother-in-law, so the Mechaber tells us, Simen Kuf Samach Tes, Se'if Lamed Ches, we could start. Tamod neged hayavam. She stands opposite the yavam, the brother-in-law. Sarek ba'aretz keneged pnei hayavam. And she spits towards the earth in front of the yavam. Rok hanira ledayanim, a spit that the judges can see. Sif lamed Ches. Rakika v'koltaso haruach, if she spits and the wind grabbed it, kodem sheigia neged panav, so it didn't make it to in front of the Yavam, Tzricha Lorik Pam Acheres. She's going to have to do it again. Avala Acha Sheigia Rok Neged Panov. But once it made it opposite his face, Afila Loigia Laoretz, even if it didn't hit the ground, Kishera, it's fine. Lefikachim Hu Aruch Vihi Kitsara. Karina Beshape Mipanov, it's got to make it in front of the person. So the Gemara is telling us that we would have thought that Zov is the same thing. And as we think about it, by Yibum, what's being expected is an act of disrespect, which is what we assume the spitting is about. Such shall be done to the man who's not willing to build the home of his brother. By the case of Zov, it's more of a Tuma concept. That's what it is. And Tuma is typically conveyed through contact. I'd like to read the next halacha in Hilchas Chalitza. The Mechaber writes in Sif Mem, Yevama Sharaki Kadam, if the woman spits blood, Ein Tzricha Larik Pam Acheres, she doesn't have to spit again. V'yesh Omrim, D'davka B'motzetzes, to those that say specifically when that blood has some spit in it. Mishum d'yevsha labalot tzich tzuchei rok. The case is specifically that it has some saliva in it. If we take a look at the Gemara by us, a few lines later, counting up from the wides, it's about 8 lines up, the Gemara expounds on another case of the Mishnah umei ha'af and nasal fluid. And the Gemara asks, "My mei ha'af? What's the case?" Amar Rav. Rav said, "Benigrarim derech ha'peh." We're talking about nasal fluid that's coming through the mouth. Lefishei efsha lemei ha'af below tzech tzuchei harok. Because really, even though you think that it's nasal fluid, but it must have some saliva in it. It picks up as it goes through the mouth. And therefore, the person has, whatever it is, congestion, he's stuffed up. Somehow, he's getting nasal fluid through the mouth, and you think that's what it is. Really, it has some roke in it. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, and Rabbi Yochanan says, Afilu benigram derech hachotem, even if this nasal fluid is coming directly from the nose, Alma kasava mayan huv rachmana rabye, Rabbi Yochanan is holding that the nose producing liquid is itself a source of tumah by the Zov, whereas Rav is only including this fluid because it's going through a source of tumah which was already established, namely the mouth. So that's a machlokes between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. Mentioning it because of the interesting interplay of these concepts, that in the case of Yevama, we have a similar concept. Blood is coming out of the mouth, but we have to discuss, beyond the blood, is there saliva included? Is there spit included in that? And likewise over here, in the Shita of Rav, it may be Me'af, nasal fluid, but if it includes the saliva, then even if Me'af is not established as a source of Tumah, if it's picking up saliva on the way out, then anyway it'll be Tameh simply because of the saliva. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.